Basically, nothing has really changed in the office of the Attorney General from the victimization that we saw. We still see the very same people who are victimizing people holding high positions. Nothing has really changed in the police force. We still see the Police Commissioner General, Augustine Chiwuri, being at the home of the police. So it is, in my view, very correct that this could be a calculated move aimed at frustrating not only the leadership of the MDC, but also its membership. For what reasons, nobody would really know, but I think this is basically for ZANU-PF to continue frustrating the MDC, one, to reduce their numbers in parliament, and two, to probably force them out of the GPA, who would know.
But some critics of the MDC are also saying the caliber of some of their members of parliament leaves a lot to be desired.
I'm not so sure if really the caliber of the MDC MPs would leave a lot to be desired as compared to those that are coming from ZANU-PF.